Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
The future is now! Soon every American home will integrate their television, phone, and computer. You'll be able to visit the Louvre on one channel or watch female mud wrestling on another. You can do your shopping at home or play Mortal Kombat with a friend in Vietnam. There's no end to the possibility.
I was going to call my cable guy last night, find out where he was, and hurt him. My cable was doing this cool thing last night where it shut down about every 30 seconds. That was fun.
You know, I had a similar problem a few weeks ago.
So I had to go reboot my box. Hey, this is the title of the song, Reboot Your Box.
We should all do that every now and again.
8:13 in the morning, we get to our favorite, Kim Potts. At TV Screener, she's the TV gal at Yahoo. The hour is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks. The entertainment sponsored by the Captain James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center. You know I hate the term breaking news because there isn't any.
Right.
Breaking news doesn't mean anything anymore because it's been just overused by everybody. Having said that, Andre has breaking news.
I do, yeah. And Steve did not mention this in the news, nor did Mary in the traffic, so I'm going to have to pick up the
major faux pas by both of them.
Both of them here. The herd of buffalo on the loose in Juneau County. 120 buffalo escaping from their enclosure in southern Juneau County late last night.
Is that Alaska?
No, this is Wisconsin.
I didn't know there was a Juneau County in Alaska, or in Wisconsin.
Is this a main road or a county road?
Well, Juneau County Sheriff says it's creating dangerous travel conditions in the Union Center and Elroy areas. So don't approach or disturb the buffalo on foot or in cars.
Are they undercover, like they're pretending to be just normal Wisconsinites?
No, but they could stampede. This is not a joke.
Oh.
They're working to contain and capture the buffalo. So please don't approach them and don't entice them to stay.
The saddest thing, and this is what makes a buffalo angry, is when they try to hail an Uber because they take their smartphone and they try to punch in whatever they need to punch in on their Uber app, and with their hooves, it's very hard to hit the right keys.
Yeah, this isn't too far from the Dells either, just FYI.
Oh, the Buffalo Dells?
No, the Wisconsin Dells.
Oh. Man, my son just bought a house up there in that area.
Well, you know, you should have looked at this. What's the standard?
The buffalo alert.
The standard question you ask realtors, are the schools good and are there ever buffalo stampedes? Those are the two things you want to know.
Gosh, I wish I would have known this yesterday.
So
thanks, Andrea.
Again,
anytime you guys.
Again, if you're just turning on the radio, buffalo stampede in Elroy, many injured.
They haven't stampeded yet. Just don't approach them.
They have
the potential to stampede.
I do future news. I actually predict the news going forward based on the story.
Okay, there you go.
Somebody's got to go round them up.
So you would just love to see a stampede up there.
It would be
you?
Fun.
Yeah.
But not so much for the people of Elroy.
No.
It's 8:16. After Mary does the traffic, Kim Potts does the TV. Ooh. You got a question? Text me. 312-981-7200. Nobody better than Kim Potts. She knows the TV. Kim, I bet your cable never goes out, does it?
I have to reboot the box like everybody else.
Yeah, and the person I was talking to, the customer service person, I can't say which cable service it was, but it rhymes with AT&T. They couldn't have been more snippy about it. Well, have you rebooted your box? No, I'm sitting down. I don't want to go do that. Then I had to download the app and I could reboot the box from my phone. So that was kind of cool, you know?
They do make it a little, they make it easy for you to do it yourself, but it always happens at the worst time, I think.
I just said, can't you get up from what you're doing and go do it? That's what I said. I said, you work there. Can't you go over to the place and flip the switch with my name on it? Can't you go do that? I said, I work 4 hours a day. I'm tired. All right.
That's why we have remote controls. We're not supposed to have to move.
That's exactly right. All right, let's talk TV, starting with the mandatory Andrea question about her favorite show.
I know, May 8th, Kim, a day that we will all remember. Last time ever for The Good Wife.
It's coming up way too quickly. Just four episodes left, actually, including this weekend's episode. They're promising a surprising finale, but nothing that will be so out there that it will be unsatisfying. But I just did find out something that Eli is going to be asking Jason to investigate Peter as the trial comes up. So I think that's going to be a great little storyline.
Andrea's jaw just dropped.
Oh, I had a feeling that might happen, Kim, just because of the way it was going. Will it end, do we think, with closure? Will there be closure, or it's not going to be open-ended, right? We'll know what happens.
I think we'll definitely know what happens. They've also promised that they aren't going to do a time jump, which I think a lot of people thought they would do. But so they've got a lot to wrap up in just four episodes. But at least they, you know, a lot of series end and they don't get the renewal, and we're left with whatever their final episode was. At least they're getting the chance to wrap it up the way they want to. So I think they'll do right by viewers.
Thank you, Kim.
Frank Underwood plays Kevin Spacey plays Frank Underwood, who plays the president on the show, Dave, that you and I, Andrea, we all watch. Lots of people watch. Mm-hmm. I stopped watching at episode 7 because Trump was more outrageous, as we talked about last time, Kim. But I have gotten to episode 10. I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but where Frank Underwood resigns and joins Justin Bieber on the road. And, you know, a lot of people didn't see
that coming. Thanks for wrecking it for us. A lot
of people did. Of course, we're talking about House of Cards. Were you happy with this season?
You know what? I just finished the season yesterday, in fact. I will say I binge watched it in just a few days. And that definitely, the thing about binge watching is that it can cover up a multitude of sins within a season. When you're watching things so quickly, you often don't notice a lot of stuff until you start thinking about it afterwards. Overall, I thought it was entertaining, but seriously, you mentioned the Trump thing.
Yeah.
Part of it is that this season, the campaigning for the next election with Frank and Conway, it can't seem as outrageous as real life is right now. And I think that did actually affect the viewing experience.
I totally agree.
Of this season. Yeah. So overall, I found it entertaining. The thing I most, I won't be too spoilery, because as you said, a lot of people are still finishing it. There is a new relationship for Claire that I just hated.
Claire had an affair. Listen, you see it coming. It's not a spoiler.
Yeah, that's not a shot.
Yeah, Claire had...
I thought that was coming.
Claire has an affair, and in the midst of this season all about Claire, I don't know about you, TV gal, but it didn't fit for me.
It didn't fit for me at all, and especially Frank signing off on it. It just went in a direction that I think undermined a lot of what did work for this season. So I love the addition of Joel Kinnaman as Conway, the rival for Frank, because he was pretty formidable with him.
And, it was good.
That's sometimes what's missing with the show, someone who you really believe is capable of going up against the Underwoods. So I thought that part was good. I'm anxious to see where it goes in season 5, though. It's an interesting ending.
And I don't want to spoil it again, but episode 13, Ted Cruz comes out of the closet and runs away with Marco Rubio.
Okay.
And nobody saw that coming either. Those are both big shocks. Kim Potts is here. All right. I've asked Sandberg, the producer, to join us here because she's nuts for a show. Dave, you like this show as well, that I liked in the first two episodes, and then I just gave up on it. And that show is?
Billions.
Yeah. I'm way behind on it.
But you love it.
I enjoyed the first two or three episodes. I just haven't. I've been watching House of Cards. I've been able to get back to it.
Kim, it was the best season finale of a series this year, right?
You know what? That's on my summer list. I, like Steve, just watched the first couple of episodes, and then there's so many other things going on with Walking Dead and Better Call Saul and all these intense dramas that I just kind of decided I had to put on the summer catch-up list so that I could really focus on it. But it has been renewed for a second season.
Yes.
So everybody feel free to jump in and catch up on it. And I've only heard good things from people who watch it.
Phenomenal cast. Phenomenal cast.
Definitely.
It really a good cast, but I couldn't. There were just too many leaps to make, you know?
I know the one issue you mentioned.
Who doesn't enjoy a little weekend S&M? But, I mean, that was like episode 2, and it was over the top, like right out of the way. I love Paul Giamatti. He's great in everything. But the basic premise of Paul Giamatti's wife working for the bad guy he's chasing and coming home to spank him, it lost me at some point.
You know, with a lot of these dramas in the last couple of years, it seems like episode 3 or 4 is the magic one that really hooks you. That was true with Bloodline on Netflix. So many shows. So I always, even if it's a little slow going, I try to make it through to episode 4 before deciding whether I'm going to give up on it or not.
That's a good rule. Marion, her new hair. Do you have any questions for the
gosh,
seventh floor?
I have like 10, but I'll hold it down to 2. What happened to Mercy Street on PBS? I love that show, the Civil War show. And I've been watching those 2 sitcoms that are together, Grandfathered and Grindr. I loved them at the beginning. And now they're like taking a turn for the worse. Are they going to continue?
Good question. They're both up in the air at Fox for next season. A lot of networks this season haven't renewed or are really waiting until the last minute to renew things. The upfronts, the TV upfronts are in May when the networks have picked their new pilots and announced their schedules. So a lot of them are really seem to be waiting until that middle May deadline to announce it. I agree with you. Grandfathered, I didn't love as much as The Grindr, but they both have been funny. They both, you love the cast of both of them. And The Grindr, I think, is a legitimately very, very clever concept. And Rob Lowe is really game for making fun of himself.
He's good.
I love him.
He's good. He's funny.
He's so great.
Mary, if you would text Kim your other 28 questions, she'd be happy to answer
those. Well, the Mercy Street, though, where is Mercy Street? It, like, disappeared.
It did, and that's kind of its status right now. No one knows what's going on with Mercy Street, unfortunately. And like you, I thought it was a really well-done show.
Awesome, awesome.
Talking to Kim Potts, let's run through the lightning round with some listener questions here. And the first one, Mary, you like this show as much as I do. Castle went off the rails this year with a stupid storyline. Is it savable or is it over?
You know what? It's one of those shows that they have not announced yet. This is season 8. They haven't renewed for season 9 yet. And from what I understand, the season finale is May 16th, and producers are shooting 2 different endings.
Right.
One that will be a season finale, one that will serve as a series finale just in case.
Yeah, I hope they don't go out with this season because it wasn't good. Just wasn't good. Yeah. Shades of Blue, is it coming back?
Definitely. Definitely a big surprise hit for NBC.
Stalker, did you guys talk about that yet? Not a Stalker, but the TV show Stalker.
No, I don't think we are going to see that one again.
Okay, still waiting to hear. Into the Badlands, not a lot of hype for it. I don't know the show. An AMC series, I'm told?
It's an AMC series. Didn't get the reception that they were hoping. AMC has all of those big, huge hits. But occasionally, one just doesn't catch on. And they're coming back for season 2. I'm guessing they'll make some adjustments and try to draw people in this time.
Good follow-up question here to the Castle thing, because it's a different, more darker vibe. But what's this new show on ABC, The Chase or The Catch?
The Catch.
Yeah. Looks promising. No. Yes, no?
It does. I think it hasn't caught on as much as, no pun intended, but I don't think it has caught on as much as they had hoped that it would. You know what? It's tough, though. They're introducing some of these series later in the season, and I think at this point people are just, they want to see the end of the show, the finales of the shows that they're already invested in. Once they end, maybe they're willing to jump into a new series in the summer, but right now I don't think it's a great time to launch things.
Orange is the New Black coming back to Netflix when?
June. I don't remember the exact date, but it is definitely in June, and it looks very good.
Any news on Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, gosh, aren't we all waiting on that? I think one day Larry David is just going to wake up, and he'll go, okay, I'll do another one.
Yeah, and he'll write on his legal pad, he'll write 12 episodes, and then he'll go to work.
Exactly.
On Blacklist, is Elizabeth really dead?
Ooh, you know what? I know they definitely made it seem like it. Spoiler alert for everybody who hasn't caught up yet from last night.
Steve.
But
what are you gonna do?
I don't know. That's been, people are angry at a lot of their shows this season because of some fake deaths and some cliffhangers, and it's hard to believe that they would kill off the lead, but I guess maybe. I know that there is in the next episode a funeral. Whatever that may mean.
I apologize. I can't get to all of these questions, but again, I only got to 2 of Mary's 48, so you guys hopefully you'll understand. And last thing is this question for me, is Game of Thrones ever going to be a musical? No? Okay. All right. Kim, you're the best. You're the best, Kim. We love you.
Thank you,
Bye,
Steve.
Kim. Love you, Kim.
All right.
Thank
Kim.
Love you, Kim.